Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Burrito Podcast. This is the first episode, and hopefully many more to come. This is a podcast about sports and what is going on in the world, but mainly football and mainly basketball. But we also talk about what is going on in the world, what's trending, what everybody's talking about, all that kind of stuff. So today's topics on the podcast, we opened up the podcast. It's a short little opening. We're doing the franchise tag. So who's been franchise tagged, who's not signed it, who's signed it, all that. And then we have upcoming, we have the Bleacher Reports players who should refuse to sign the franchise tag, which is an interesting list. We had the ESPN Top 10 QBs list. And then I have the rookie QBs who will have the most success in the next 5 years. And then we have Talk About the Future podcasts and wrap it up from there. So let's open up the podcast about who I am. So I've been watching sports for the last decade. I've been watching it since I'm 8, currently 18. I've been loving football and basketball. Those are my two main sports I love to watch. I mainly watch football, but I do watch some basketball as well, so we'll also be covering that. Once stuff comes out that's more interesting about the NBA bubble and the Chicago bubble and all that stuff. So I am Tyler. I'm 18. Pretty normal kid. I'm a fan of the New York Giants, but I like every team particularly. I live in New England, so my home team is the New England Patriots. So we already went over the podcast plan, and let's get right into the franchise tags. So, first franchise tag, Shaquille Barrett, offensive lineman, or offensive linebacker, sorry, for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So he got franchise tagged after leading the NFL with 19.5 sacks in his breakout year. And he got franchise tagged. I'm not sure what to think about this. I know he's been a little bit up and down, but 19.5 sacks last year is insane. So we'll see what happens with him. Since Brady and Gronk just got signed by the Bucks, we'll see what happens with Barrett, because they probably don't have the most cap room. So we'll see. Tampa did have a sneaky good defense last year, so we'll see what happens with we'll see what happens with Barrett. Kenyon Drake, for running back for the Arizona Cardinals. Holy shit. So he got traded mid-season to Arizona, which he did play 8 games with the Cardinals, and he averaged 5.2 yards a carry, which is very, very good for running back. Mid-fours to fives is very good, especially behind that Arizona offensive line, which is atrocious. I bet Kyler Murray did help out a little bit, because Kyler Murray is an athlete, so he is very, very good at running and throwing the ball, so he's definitely a dual-threat quarterback, so I bet that had a little bit to do with Kenyon Drake's yards per carry. Next up on the list is Bud Dupree, offensive linebacker for the Steelers. He was the number 22 pick in the 2015 draft. And he did have a good career best last year with 11.5 sacks, so he was very productive last year. That's about 7/5 of a sack a game. We'll see what happens with that. Pittsburgh was a little bit of a mess last year with all their QBs getting injured and the whole Mason Rudolph, Myles Garrett situation. but Big Ben's coming back this year. Hopefully Juju Smith-Schuster comes back. Last year he had a little bit of an off year because he got injured, and it was just disaster last year. James Conner also didn't have a great year as well. So we'll see what happens with that. But Bud Dupree for the Steelers will probably be better because they just drafted, what was it, his name, like Devin Bush from last year or this year. So, no, it was last year. So he definitely will be, definitely be better as well. Okay, AJ Green from the Bengals. He missed all of last year. He should be better with Joe Burrow. It's going to be interesting to see because he hasn't really played an NFL game since 2018. So we'll see what happens with him. Joe Burrow will be the QB to start week one, most likely, since they released Andy Dalton and Andy Dalton went to the Cowboys. So I doubt they have a plan for anybody but Joe Burrow, so he will most likely be thrown into the Wolfpack for week one of the season. Anthony Harris for the Vikings, who was very good last year. Very good. Arguably one of the best safeties last year. He tied the league for 6 interceptions in 2019. So a very good year for him, especially a safety. We'll see what happens with him. I know the Vikings defense is a little bit worse than last year because they got rid of Xavier Rhodes. I don't think they could afford him, so they just let him walk. So we'll see what happens with that. We also have Derrick Henry from the Tennessee Titans, which is, it's interesting to see what happens with Derrick Henry. He did sign it, so he will be playing. They're also having contract negotiations right now, so we'll see what happens. They definitely made the right move with signing Ryan Tannehill first, which was like a $140 million deal over 4 years, which is insane. Derrick Henry was the leading rusher last year, so we'll see what happens with that. I'm not sure if they're going to sign him. It seems like he probably will get signed, but running back is a very interesting position to re-sign, especially for a long deal. So we'll see what happens with that. Hunter Henry for the Los Angeles Chargers. He had a bounce back year from 2018. Because 2018 he missed all of it with injuries. So last year he had 55 catches for 652 yards and 5 touchdowns last year. So a pretty good piece considering how much weapons the Los Angeles Chargers have. Because they have Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Austin Eckler, Melvin Gordon played for a little bit because I'm pretty sure he was sat out a little bit of last year because he didn't get a contract or he did not get traded. So Hunter Henry will probably have a bigger role in 2020 when the season starts. Next up is Chris Jones, defensive tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs. The defending champions made the move expected after the Pro Bowl pick recorded 31 sacks in the last 3 years. That is insane. He said 31 sacks in the last 3 years. That's over 10 sacks per year for the last 3 years. He is arguably the best defensive player the Chiefs have, so they might want to re-sign him, but after this monster Patrick Mahomes deal they just had to sign, we'll see what happens with that. Because they also have a lot of pieces that they need to sign or re-sign. They have Travis Kelce, who's going to want a big deal because he's the best tight end in the game, or second best. Easily top three, though. Maybe behind George Kittle and Zach Ertz, so we'll see what happens with him. They have Tyreek Hill, DeMarcus Robinson, Sammy Watkins, Damian Williams, Tyrann Mathieu. They have some key defensive pieces. So we'll see what happens with that. Chris Jones did say he will sit out the year if he doesn't get a deal upwards of $20 million a year annually. So, see what happens with that. Matthew Judon, offensive linebacker for the Baltimore Ravens. Now, I truly think the Baltimore Ravens do have the best defense in the league this year for this upcoming season. They traded a fifth-round pick to the Jaguars for Calais Campbell, which is a monster of a rusher. A monster. So that defense is going to be crazy good. Probably the best, considering they travel either the first or the second least on a plane for the whole season. So we'll see what happens with that. So he did lead the team in sacks with 9.5 last year. So he's their leading sacker. So that's just going to put less pressure off Calais Campbell. So this team's just going to be disgustingly good, especially with Joe Burrow new in the conference. They have Big Ben coming back after he didn't play all of last year. They had Baker Mayfield, which the Browns do have a better offensive line than they did last year, so we'll see what happens with that. But fingers crossed, we'll see what happens with that. This is an interesting name, Yannick Ngakoue, defensive end from the Jaguars. Now he is a offense or defensive monster. He is a monster. He was the pass rusher that Jacksonville decided that they are just gonna basically let him hit the free market because Jacksonville doesn't know what the fuck they're doing at all. Jacksonville has one of the worst defensive just teams now. 2 years ago, they had an insane defense, and now they're just depleted completely because they don't want to re-sign anybody. So on Friday, that Ngakoue was gonna be franchise tagged, and basically he's gonna hit the market maybe next year or get traded. We'll see what happens with him. Probably the most interesting and most talked about person in the offseason this year, Dak Prescott, quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. This has been a disaster for the last year and a half for what the Dallas Cowboys are going to do with Dak Prescott and how much he's going to get for his deal. Both sides have said that they do want to re-sign. It's just the number is definitely different for each side. Dak is thinking 37, 40 million. Cowboys are thinking 30 to 32, 33 million. So we'll see what happens with that. Each side does have leverage. Dallas has leverage because it's arguably the most talked about franchise in the NFL. It's America's team. Dak's going to get a lot of endorsements. And let him hit the market and see what happens, because I don't think Dak Prescott's getting 37 to 40 million on that market. He maybe get one offer, no offers. Dak Prescott also has leverage because the Cowboys don't have anybody behind Dak Prescott for quarterback. They don't even have a backup plan. So Dak Prescott does have some leverage there. The last time the Dallas Cowboys did not have a quarterback, NFL took him off TV, and Jerry Jones loves the publicity, so we'll see what happens with that. Next up is Justin Simmons, safety for the Denver Broncos. He recorded four interceptions last year, and he received the franchise tag last Friday, the team announced. Denver is my dark horse team. I think they will make the wild card this year, especially because they have a dual running back threat because they signed Melvin Gordon from the Chargers, and they have Philip Lindsay, and they just drafted Jerry Jeudy, so their offense is going to be looking like a stud offense. defense last year. They were very good on defense as well. So we will see what happens with that. Honestly, they did lose Chris Harris Jr. to the Chargers, though, so their corner is a little bit thin, but we'll see what happens with that. Next up is Brandon Scherff, guard for the Washington Redskins. He was the number 5 overall pick in the 2015 draft, and he turned into a 3-time Pro Bowl with 65 starts since then and an injury limited to 11 games last year. So he only played 11 last year, but that's not that bad. We'll see what happens with him. We're not sure if they're going to get a deal done with him. They probably should, considering that they just traded away Trent Williams to the 49ers. So we'll see what happens with that. They probably should sign him, considering their offensive line is a little bit weaker. Plus, Dwayne Haskins is going to start for them next year, and they want to see what happens with him. Next up is Joe Tooney, guard for the New England Patriots. I do think that Tooney is going to get traded before the end of next year, because the Patriots don't pay anybody ever outside of Gilmore. They didn't even want to sign the GOAT Tom Brady to a big contract. Tom Brady's been taking pay cuts left and right for the last decade and a half. So we'll see what happens with him. He has been on the trade block for a little bit, so we'll see what could happen for him. Leonard Williams, defensive end for the New York Giants. So Dave Gettleman's midseason trade acquisition won't be hitting the free agency market, despite the number 6 overall pick in the 2015 draft. He only recorded half a sack last year and 2 tackles for a loss. So it was very, very disappointing for a number 6 overall pick 5 years ago to only have half a sack and 2 tackles for a loss. So we'll see what happens with that. He might get traded, might not. We'll see what happens. So that was the franchise tags, all 14 of them from this season. Next up, we have Bleacher Report's list of who should refuse to sign the franchise tag. Definitely interesting. They have 3 players that they had, and honestly, I agree with all of them. But one of them is I'm definitely on the fence about. So number 1 is Yannick Ngakoue, which he is the edge for the Jags, as we talked about. He was one of the people who got franchise tagged. I honestly do think he should refuse to sign it. He should either get a big deal from the Jaguars, or he should just be traded or let hit the free agency market. Let's face it, the Jaguars aren't going to be good for the next half decade, at least. It is believed that they're going to tank to try to get Trevor Lawrence in a slew of picks after trading Jalen Ramsey, Campbell, all of them. So I honestly do think that he is going to get traded or signed, or something's going to happen with him, but I definitely think he should refuse the franchise tag for them. We have Chris Jones, defensive lineman for the Chiefs, which we also talked about. He wants a $20 million deal, which I'm not sure the Chiefs could afford that, considering they just signed Patrick Mahomes, and I talked about they had all of those players that have to be signed sometime. But Chris Jones was the best piece on their defensive end and their defensive side of the ball, so we'll see what happens with that. I do think he should play and not refuse, considering you have Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback, so you're at least going to be in the playoffs every year. You're going to be knocking on the door for the Super Bowl. I would honestly take a little bit of a pay cut, get those rings, get the endorsements, do what you got to do, because I honestly think you should probably re-sign for a couple million less a year than signing with a trash team that's not going to go anywhere and just signed you to the biggest deal possible. Next is Shaquille Barrett, edge for the Bucks. I think he should play the season out and not refuse, just because why would he? Their defense is going to be stud. It's going to be a stud defense this year. They do have a little bit of a harder season this year, but show what you got. I think he should either play or sit out. If he sits out, pro is he'll probably get signed or traded. He'll get his money somehow. But if he refuses, that could create a little bit of tension, which that's probably not what they want. But I do think he should play. So that was Bleacher Report's three people who should refuse to sign the franchise tag. A little bit on the fence for each of them, except Ngakoue. He should definitely just sit out. Definitely not play. Chris Jones, he should play. But if he sits out, which he said if he doesn't get a deal before the season starts, he will sit out. And Barrett, I do think he should play so it doesn't create tension in the locker room. Next, we have ESPN's top 10 quarterback list, which is, there's a couple people who, it's interesting where they put, and there's definitely a person on this list who I didn't think is worthy of being on the list, but it's ESPN, so what do you expect? Number one, obviously Patrick Mahomes, no doubt. 80% of the executives in the NFL would take him, at least 80%. Now, number two, the other people who might take someone over Patrick Mahomes is Russell Wilson, who also had a spectacular year after people thought that the Seahawks were not going to be anything. And Russell Wilson took them 11-5 and into the playoffs, where they got bounced in the first round, but it's also the NFC, and the NFC is rough. Very good teams in the NFC. Number three is Aaron Rodgers. I do think this is where he should be on the list. They went 13-3 last year. I think it was a little bit of a fool's gold year last year. I don't think that they were a Super Bowl team. I didn't think they had enough offensive weapons for Aaron Rodgers. They haven't drafted an offensive weapon in the first round since, I think it was like 2005. It's been 15 years. And Aaron Rodgers said that he would love an offensive piece. Then the Packers drafted Jordan Love, and that whole just disaster of the offseason for Aaron Rodgers was. Number four is Deshaun Watson. We're going to see how good he really is this year. Now that DeAndre Hopkins is gone and they now have Brandon Cooks from the Rams. I think Tennessee or the Texans were definitely a laughingstock in the offseason this year, with the whole DeAndre Hopkins just mess that was, and then the Brandon Cooks with the Bill O'Brien situation. It was just a mess with that. I do think he's a little bit high on the list, but we'll see what happens. Number five is Drew Brees from the Saints. I do think he's going to have a little bit of a down year compared to last year, but he does have more weapons, so we'll see what happens with that. Drew Brees is 41 now, or 42. He's either 41 or 42. So he's getting up there in age, but they did sign Emmanuel Sanders from the 49ers. So that is another offensive weapon for Drew Brees. And to take off Michael Thomas' shoulders a little bit, he's got a number two wide receiver that is worthy, and Alvin Kamara. So that'll be definitely interesting. Now, number six, who I think is a little bit low on the list, is Lamar Jackson. He had a breakout MVP last year, and no one could figure him out. Tennessee figured him out a little bit, and we'll see what happens with that. I do think he's gonna have a little bit more of a down year. I do think he should have been in the number 4 spot, or at least the number 5 spot. I think he's going to have a little bit of a down year because people did figure him out a little bit. Tennessee figured him out in the playoffs last year, and they definitely held him back. Cleveland also figured him out a little bit. Lamar Jackson wanted to throw. He threw like 50 times that game, and that was in week 4. Where they lost to a blowout to the Cleveland Browns. So we'll see what happens with that. Number 7 on the list is Tom Brady, Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback. I do also think he's a little bit low on the list considering last year he had zero weapons. Julian Edelman was his only weapon, really, and Julian Edelman wasn't even 100% last year. So we'll see what happens with that. Tom Brady definitely will have an up year. I think he's going to throw 35 touchdowns this year, honestly. You can't not throw 35 touchdowns with that offense. The offense is absurd. You got O.J. Howard, who wants to be traded. You got Gronk. So you got a dual threat QB. Or not a QB, tight end. You got two tight ends who are just absurdly good. And then you have a super good 1 and 2 wide receivers in Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. So the offense is just going to be crazy. I think that's going to be a top 3 offense in the league next year. We'll see what happens with that. And they did draft a offensive lineman for Tom Brady because Tom Brady loves his offensive line. Number 8 on the list is Carson Wentz, which is probably where I would put him. Last year he had a pretty good year considering the just absolute slew of injuries they had last year with DeSean Jackson, Alshon Jeffrey, Zach Ertz, and then Carson Wentz also got injured and their offensive line was just gone from injuries. So we'll see what happens with that as well. I'm not sure how their next year is going to go. I do think they are going to make the playoffs over Dallas because Dallas has a new head coach and there's no OTAs or anything. So we'll see what happens with that. I do think Carson Wentz is a very good QB. He's just held back by the injuries because last year he made the playoffs and then like into the first or second quarter he got injured and out for the rest of the game. So I do think injuries do hold him back a little bit, but he's still a very, very good QB. Number 9 is Dak Prescott, Dallas QB. So I do think he's a worthy number 9. I'm not sure. I definitely wouldn't put him higher than number 9. He's either number 9 or number 10 best quarterback. Last year, he had his ratings around 12 to 15, so he was an average quarterback. He did very, very well against the bad teams, but then he struggled against the good teams. Carson Wentz beat him with nothing, deck furniture and lawn chairs last year. So Dak Prescott, this is his year to figure out if he's a very good quarterback or he's just an all right quarterback. So we'll see what happens with him and if he's worthy of that big contract that he wants to get. Number 10 is my shocker, which is very, very interesting. Matthew Stafford. I'm not sure if I would put him number 10. He's a very good quarterback, but he is getting older and he got injured last year, which he is a Iron Man, so he definitely is getting old and getting injured a little bit more now. Detroit's just been a mess of a franchise. I do think he's good, but he just can't overcome Detroit's just mess of a franchise that is. Honestly, my other number 10 QBs could be Garoppolo, Cam Newton. We're going to see what he's about this year. And if you really want to spice it up, you could throw in Matt Ryan with that wide receiver just monstrosity that they have at wide receiver with Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, and they actually just got Todd Gurley from the Rams. So Matt Ryan could be a potential top 10 QB this season. So that was ESPN's top 10 quarterback list. I agree with most of it. I would shift around a few things. I would put Lamar Jackson at 4, maybe slide Drew Brees and DeSean Jackson down to 5 and 6. Tom Brady definitely needs to be in the top 5 for sure. Carson Wentz, I do believe he's number 8 because he's held back by the injuries. Dak Prescott, I would put him at number 9 or number 10. And Matthew Stafford, I do agree with, but you could make an argument for Jimmy Garoppolo or Cam Newton or Matt Ryan. So we'll see what is going to go on with that. So here is my top five rookie QBs who are going to have the most success in the next 5 years. Now, I'll explain all this because it's probably going to be a little bit backwards to what you guys are thinking. So I'll go in depth for each person that I picked and why I put them in the specific spot. Number five, we have Jordan Love. Now, it makes sense to put Jordan Love in the next 5 years at number five because Aaron Rodgers still has 3 to 4 years on his deal left. We're going to see what happens with that. I do think Aaron Rodgers is going to stay for at least 2 or 3 more years and then probably go somewhere else. So half of the next 5 years is just Jordan Love being a backup, so he's not going to get any reps, or he'll get minimal reps. So that's why I put him at number five. Jalen Hurts. I put him above Jordan Love because Carson Wentz does get injured a lot. So he will get playing time each year. Carson Wentz misses at least a game to a 2 year. So he will get some reps. And Philadelphia did say that they do want to use him as kind of a Taysom Hill all-around player. So he might be a tight end, blocking tight end, wide receiver, running back, quarterback, everything. So he's going to be a gadget player for sure. Number three is surprisingly Joe Burrow. I do think he's not going to have the most success in Cincinnati because Cincinnati hasn't won a playoff game in like 20 years. And they're just a mess of a franchise. They don't have a great offensive line. They have one good wide receiver in AJ Green who hasn't played in over a year. So we'll see what happens with that. Plus, the conference Joe Burrow is in, he's going to get eaten alive with the defenses, with Steelers defense. You got the Browns defense, and you got the Ravens defense. So he's just going to be in for a whirlwind and a disaster for the next 5 years. So that's why I did put him at number three. Number two, I do think it's going to be Justin Herbert. I put him above Joe Burrow because the Chargers just have way more weapons, and they have a good defense, and their conference isn't the greatest. It's good, but not the greatest. You got Kansas City. Kansas City's obviously going to run that conference. You got Denver, which we're not 100% sure on Drew Lock. So if Drew Lock doesn't pan out, they could easily be a number two team in that conference and make the wild card each year. And then they also have the Raiders, which the Raiders can draft, but they always mess it up somehow. And the Raiders don't have a solid QB for the next 5 years. So I do think Justin Herbert will be a solid number two rookie QB for the next 5 years because of, like I said, the offensive line is good. They traded for an offensive lineman from Carolina. They also have a slew of weapons for him to throw to. He's not even going to start for the first couple of weeks. I don't even think he's going to start for the first half season because they do have Tyrod Taylor. And remember, Tyrod Taylor does have a winning record. That's with the Cleveland disaster, that was rebuilding, and the Bills disaster that was also rebuilding. So Tyrod Taylor isn't exactly a bad QB, so I do think Justin Herbert will start halfway through the second half of next year, as long as Tyrod Taylor doesn't get injured. Now, obviously, number one is going to be Tua. You got to put Tua at number one just because Miami, they went 5-4 down the stretch with Ryan Fitzpatrick. They beat New England and made New England not get the bye. And they went 5-4 with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Now, I do think Ryan Fitzpatrick should start the like first 3 weeks of the season next year just to get to a little bit comfortable in the QB spot. I do think Miami kind of owes Ryan Fitzpatrick a little bit just because of that stretch he had last year with the 5-4. But I do think Tua will be good with Brian Flores, who's shown he can coach, and he's one of the Patriot tree employees who can coach behind Mike Vrabel, who seems like he can also coach in Tennessee. They did pay a lot of money in the last offseason to defensive players, with Byron Jones from the Cowboys bringing him in, and Kyle Van Noy from the Patriots bringing him in. So he will have a good defense. And remember that the Dolphins' offensive weapons aren't as bad as you think they are. They have Devontae Parker, who showed last year that he can ball for Miami. And they also have Matt Breida, which they traded for in the offseason for a pick from San Francisco. So they will have a good offensive weapons for Tua. So that is my top five rookie QBs who will have the most success in the next 5 years. So we have Jordan Love at number five, Jalen Hurts at number four, Joe Burrow at number three, Justin Herbert at number two, and Tua at number one. Okay, so this is my first podcast, so it might be a little bit faster paced. I definitely got to get used to it. That is going to be the wrap up of all the content we had today. So there's a couple things I wanted to go over with. So we had all the topics today. So just a little recap of what happened during this podcast. We opened up the podcast. I talked about who I was and what the plan for the podcast is. We went over the franchise tags. We went over Bleacher Reports, players who should refuse to sign the franchise tag. We have ESPN's top 10 QB list. We had my top 5 rookie QB list for the next 5 years. And we had the recap that we're going to have right now. So that was all the topics we had. I also want your guys' feedback for what I should do differently in the next couple podcasts, what you guys would like to see, if you guys would like to leave some suggestions about what you would like. So if you guys want more football-based podcasts, you want some more basketball podcasts, or you want just what's trending right now, and basically whatever floats your boat, just message it. Just message it. I'm down to anything. I'm always open for feedback. I love feedback because it shows that you guys can interact with me and I can adjust and develop as a podcaster. Next point is how many podcasts and what the podcast schedule is looking like for the future. I want to do 2 podcasts a week to start just because I don't want to jump in both feet in the water at the same time. I would like to eventually get 3 to 4 podcasts a week, or just do two podcasts and then do some little episodes like you'd see on YouTube for like 5-minute clips, 10-minute clips, 7, 6, you know what I mean? Like small clips of what we talked about. So if you guys don't want to listen to the full hour podcast and you just want to hear my top 5 rookie QB list, that's fine. I do want to do that. But I'm thinking I want to do a Monday podcast and either a Thursday or Friday podcast. Just to space it out. Probably more of a Thursday podcast, but we will see for the future. And then last is what you guys want to hear. Do you guys want to hear, like I talked about, more about football, more about basketball, what's trending? And do you guys want to see some weird content? Like, what do you guys want to see from me? Because I'm down for anything. Just leave in the comments. And that's it. So, that is the end of the podcast. We're going to wrap it up here. That was the Monday morning podcast that will go up today. So, this is the Sports Burrito. I'm Tyler. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will see you guys later. Peace.